This is Shir 21 in our series on Avodas HaBetochen. Today, we're continuing our analysis of the Chiyuv HaBeshtalos, the obligation to do effort. As we have previously established, there's a fundamental machlokes regarding the ultimate source. According to the Chavos HaVavos, the source of the obligation to do HaBeshtalos is rooted in the pre-sin mandate of the Avdei Yerushalmi, to work it and to guard it. According to the Ramchal in Besil Shisharim, the source of the obligation is a knas, a penalty, a tax, arising after the sin, through Bezeis HaPecho Teich HaLechem, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. This conceptual dispute is deeply intertwined with a famous Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there quotes a Mishnah where Rav Shimon ben Elazar states, "Did you ever see in your lifetime a wild animal or a bird that needs to have a profession to support themselves?" The Gemara further brings a Braisa expanding on Rav Shimon ben Elazar's words, "In all my days, I never saw a tzvi, a deer, drying out figs in the field. I never saw a lion carrying heavy burdens. I never saw a fox acting as a storekeeper." The clear meaning here is that these creatures do not engage in physical labor or professions, and nevertheless, they receive their sustenance. Furthermore, their parnasa is provided to them cleanly, completely without pain or distress. Based on this observation, one should logically be able to construct the Kal Vachomer argument. These animals were created merely to serve me, man, while I was created to serve my creator. Just as these creatures who were only created to serve me are provided with their parnasa without pain, then logically I, who was created to serve my creator, should certainly be provided parnasa without any pain or toil. To resolve this contradiction, Rav Shimon concludes with a critical pivot. Elo sheharesoisi es maisai vekapachti es parnasasi. Rather, my actions caused me bad, and I have destroyed, i.e. limited, my livelihood. This mirrors the message of the verse, Avoneseichem hitu eila, your iniquities have turned away these things, teaching that a person's sins are what cause them to lack proper, painless parnasa. There is an analytical machlokes among the mefarshim regarding how to interpret this statement that my actions caused me bad and I have limited my livelihood. Does this refer exclusively to the collective, the primordial sin of Adam Rishon, or does it refer to the personal, individual sins of every single human being, which block Parnassa from manifesting smoothly in their own lives? The Pnei Yeshua offers two distinct ways to understand this Gemara. The primordial approach, first, he explains that this statement traces back directly to the sin of Adam Rishon. Before Adam sinned, all the mankind would have received sustenance with absolutely no pain or exertion. The trees and fruits were naturally prepared right in front of him. As the verse states, from all the trees of the garden you may surely eat. Chazal even noted that the Malchei Asharis, the ministering angels, were roasting meat for him that descended directly from Shemayim. Therefore, the phrase, Sharasoisias Masai, my actions caused me bad, is not a reference to personal contemporary sins, but rather to the collective sin of Adam Rishon. The individual approach. In addition, the Pnei Yeshua notes that the statement can be applied to every individual. If a person commits bad actions, even in a minor way, he forfeits the privilege of enjoying Shnei Shulchanos, two tables, meaning he will no longer easily manage both deep Torah study and painless livelihood. Instead, he will be forced to exert physical effort to secure his parnasa. Conversely, if someone completely avoids bad actions and fully aligns with Hashem's will, Hashem will not withhold his livelihood. He will merit Shnei Shulchanos, and his work will be miraculously performed by others, as outlined in the Gemara in Perek Ketzan Mevarchim, Brachas 35b, regarding the story of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Marsha similarly maintains that in the passage, that this passage refers to the actions of individuals. He explains, "Sharasoisi es maisai, my actions caused me bad," means that while a person is fundamentally obligated to make his Torah Keva, permanent, primary, and his work Arai, temporary or secondary, he chose to do the reverse. By making Torah the minority focus and making labor the primary occupant of his time, he brought the lack of painless parnasa upon himself. Furthermore, the Sefer Chaim Shel Parnasa, page 101, brings a proof that this refers to individual actions. He notes that the very verse brought by the Gemara, "Avinoyseichem hitu eila," was explicitly directed by the prophet Yirmiyahu to the personal sins of that specific generation, indicating that the mechanics applies to individual missteps. We can now synthesize the Gemara and Kedushin beautifully based on the parallel systems of the Mesillas Yesharim and the Chovos Avavos. According to the Ramchal and Mesillas Yesharim, since he holds that the obligation of Hishtalos is born directly out of the curse of Bezeis HaPecha Toich HaLechem, the requirement to do work only materializes after the sin of Adam Arisha. Therefore, this Gemara aligns seamlessly with the interpretation that Haris Oisi as Maasai refers strictly to the historical sin of Adam Rishon, which fundamentally changed the nature of human sustenance. According to the Chovos HaVavos, we can suggest that the Chovos HaVavos reads this Gemara as applying directly to individual behavior. As he previously explained, there are two distinct functional reasons behind the mitzvah of Hishtalos: spiritual testing and the guarding against idol sin. If an individual refines themselves to a point where those two operational reasons no longer apply to them, they are no longer commanded in the standard framework of Hishtalos, returning them to the painless, idealized state of Parnassah. Have a wonderful night.